Thank goodness they're back.
Hello.
Hello, son.
Where's Mehdi? Did he go home?
What happened?
Mehran?
Talk to us. Tell us what happened.
They're keeping Mehdi.
Oh, my goodness. How did that happen? What happened? Why are they keeping him? What are we going to do?
Calm down, honey. Let's hear what he has to say. Why are they keeping him?
They're just keeping him.
You mean they told him to pay that guy interest?
No.
Well, what then? Talk already and tell me why they are keeping him.
Dad, it was obvious that that jerk had a plan up his sleeve. He kept telling the magistrate that he didn't want us to sell the property. He kept saying that we sold the workshop without his approval. That's why the judge kept Mehdi there on charges of selling one property to multiple customers.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, what are we going to do? What am I going to do now?
Dad?
Mohsen?
What's wrong, Dad?
Mohsen?
Are you okay, Dad? I'll get him out of there tomorrow. Don't worry about a thing, okay? Please.
Out of where? Where are you taking him out of? Where have they taken him?
It's okay, Mom. Can you please stop it? Dad's not feeling well.
Oh, my dear. Oh, my goodness. When will our
problems
end? Are
you okay, Dad?
Where have they taken him?
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord.
Dad, I swear they haven't taken him anywhere. He's in a room in the courthouse. They said they'll release him if we use a deed to bail him
out. What on earth should we tell his wife? She called me 10 times since this morning. What am I going to tell Parastu?
Try to be quiet for a minute so I can think of something to do. How much bail money are they asking
for? 1 billion tomans. The magistrate knows we're innocent. He said he'll release men if we give them a deed.
1 billion?
Mehdi's got the money from the workshop in his account. Why didn't he give you a check so you could give it to the court?
He's right. That's a great idea. Come on. Let's go and do that before his wife finds out. Go on. Get him out of there right now.
Mehdi hasn't got his checkbook with him.
Well, his checkbook's in the safe we've got in the workshop. I've got the keys. I'll go and get it, and then we can take it to him.
I'll go with you.
No. What are you going to do there?
I'll go crazy if I just sit at home and think about it.
We have to go to the workshop now and take Mehdi's checkbook to him so he can sign it. And then we have to take it to the bank and cash the check so we can deposit the money into the court's account and bail Mehdi out of there. You'll only get in our way if you come with us.
I'm not a kid, you know. Why would I get in your way? I'm coming too.
You shouldn't go there. You need to stay here. Paras too might come over and get worried if no one's home.
Mehdi's only got 100 million tomans.
But he said Mr. Schulze gave him all the money he owed him.
Yes, he did, but he used it to bail someone else out.
Who?
Who did he use all that money for?
One of his friends was detained a while ago. He called Mehdi and asked him for help, and Mehdi used that money to bail his friend out.
Which friend?
I don't know. He didn't tell me. He just told me that he's got 100 million tomans left.
Well, you should have asked him who he was. We can go and ask the guy to go back to prison so we can use the money to save our own child.
What a boy. What a boy. How could he do something like that without telling me?
Don't worry, I'll sort it out.
How?
Dad, I'll go to Mehdi tomorrow and find out who his friend is. I'll find him no matter what it takes, and then I'll take him to prison and we'll go get our money back.
Well, why don't you do that now?
Mom, it's late. Business hours are over. I can't do anything now.
You can't do anything tomorrow either.
Why can't he?
Because we don't even know who this person is that Mehdi has freed, or whether we can find him or not. And even if we do find him, he might not be willing to turn himself in and go back to prison.
He'll do it.
How do you know? Do you know him?
No. But, well, he's Mehdi's friend. And Mehdi's friends are all decent people.
How can he be decent when he has to go to jail? Your father is right. We've got to come up with a deed or something so my baby can get out of there. Where are you going?
I'm going to go to Mr. Schultz's house and ask him to lend us the deed for the workshop so we can use it to bail Mehdi out.
Dad, there's no need for you to go see Mr. Schultz. I don't want you to ask him for any favors. I'll get Mehdi tomorrow.
It won't hurt to have the deed as a backup. We'll get Mehdi out of there using the deed if you don't succeed. This is important, son.
It's Parastu. What should I tell her?
Tell her the truth. Tell her they've detained Mehdi, but we're going to bail him out.
Hello?
Hi, Mehran. Why is Mehdi's phone switched off? I'm really, really worried.
Mehdi's phone is with me.
Is he there with you?
No.
Where is he then?
Mehdi's been detained.
Grandma?
Oh, hello, sweetheart. Oh, thank God you're here. Can you thread this needle for me?
Could you come here for a moment?
Sure, dear. Yes, dear.
I've got to go somewhere. I'm in a rush. Could you look after Tuba for me while I'm out, please?
Of course I can. Come here, darling. Hello, sweetie. What's wrong?
It's nothing. I'll be back soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Faramand.
Yes, speaking.
Hold on a minute, please. Hold on. Here, here.
Hi, Parastu. It's me.
Hi, Mehdi. How are you?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
Mehdi, why have they kept you there?
I don't know. That Fani guy made up some lies about me, so the judge decided to detain me. Parastu? Why are you crying? Please don't cry, my sweetheart.
But you said that Fani won't be able to do anything.
Well, I still say the same thing. Nothing's happened yet.
The judge said I may be granted bail, so...
Well, I'll be out in a couple of days.
Your dad's gone to ask Mr. Schultz whether he can use a deed for the workshop to bail you out tomorrow.
Well, there you go, then. Why are you crying? Parastu... Please don't cry. I'll keep hearing your crying and I won't be able to sleep, you know.
Do you have a place to sleep there?
Of course, I'm in a room here with a bed and everything I need.
It's very comfortable, so please.
Don't worry about me.
Since when is prison a comfortable place?
Oh, stop calling it a prison. This place isn't a prison. It's just a room in the court. It's a temporary detention, that's all.
Can I come there and see you? I want to bring you a few things.
No, my sweetheart. I don't need anything except to hear you laugh. It'll put my mind at ease. Parastu?
Yes.
Don't you want to put my mind at ease? Paris, do listen. The guard here did me a big favor and let me use his phone to call you, so I can't talk any more than this. He'll get in trouble.
Take good care of yourself, please.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Did she laugh?
You did me a huge favor.
Don't worry about it, man.
Here you go, Mr. Latifi. Take it.
Don't waste your money. Add it to the 100 million tomans you need to get out of here.
Come on, Latifi. Don't get the wrong idea. You did me a huge favor just by letting me make that call. You don't have to pay for that call as well. Here, please, just take this at least.
Hey, man, I was just trying to help you out because I know you're a nice guy and you don't seem to be guilty. Is that what I get for trying to be nice?
But I feel ashamed of myself this way.
Put it back in your pocket. Just put it back in your pocket. Someone might see and they'll think you're trying to bribe me. We won't be able to go to Canada then. All because of 10,000 tomans, they'll throw us in with babak. Hey, the captain somehow found out today that I let your brother come and visit you. I got lucky. He was about to detain me for 48 hours. So grateful that he showed me some mercy.
How did he find out?
I don't know. They're really smart. I even asked the captain for permission to let you talk on the phone now. I should go.
Hey, Latifi.
What is it?
You're awesome.
I'll come see you again. Goodbye.
My poor darling. I wish I could have talked to him as well.
He didn't talk to me much either. He said the guard might get in trouble.
Was he all right?
Yes. He said he's got everything he needs there. He's comfortable.
Thank goodness for that.
Did Mehran leave with Dad?
No. Mohsen went by himself. I think Mehran went to a friend's place to look for a deed or something.
Mehrnoush isn't back from work yet, is she?
She should be home any minute now.
Does she know what's happened?
No, I haven't told her anything. There's nothing she can do anyway except worry. Why didn't you bring Tube here?
I panicked so much that I didn't even have the energy to hold her.
Get up. Go and get a taxi and bring Tuba here. Then you can spend the night here with us, all right?
Okay.
Hopefully Mohsen will get back with good news by the time you get back.
Hopefully.
Hello, Mr. Schulze. I'm sorry for disturbing you.
That's all right. Don't be like that. What can I do for you?
Thank you. Actually, I wanted to ask you a favor.
Ask away. What can I do?
Mehdi's in trouble. I need to bail him out of a detention.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Some ruthless person set him up and took him to court. That's why I came here to ask whether you could come to court and give them the deed for the workshop for a while, so we can bail Mehdi out until the day of his hearing. Do you understand?
I'm very sorry, Mohsen, but I haven't got the deed with me. I've given it to the bank so I can take out a loan.
Oh, dear. Thanks anyway. I'll be on my way then. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
I'm going to try and find another deed from somewhere.
It's 3 p.m. now. Even if you do find the deed, you need to go get a letter from the court to have the deed checked for authentication. And then it's got to be assessed for value. These things take time, and by the time you do those things, the court will have closed.
I must find a deed today so I can take care of other things tomorrow.
Don't worry. We'll go to the bank together first thing tomorrow morning. I'll get the deed for the workshop back and we'll bail Mehdi out.
No, thank you. Thanks, but no. We don't know when Mehdi's trial will take place. You won't be able to take out your loan for a while this way.
It doesn't matter, Mohsen. Mehdi's freedom is worth much more than any loan.
Thank you. I owe you a million, Akbar.
Come on, Mohsen. Don't say that. We're old pals. Mehdi is just like my own son. He's no different. I'll be offended if you turn down my offer.
Thank you so much, Akbar.
Let's go upstairs and drink a cup of tea.
Thanks, but I should go. His mother is really worried. I shouldn't leave her alone.
Say hi to her for me and tell her not to worry. Hopefully, everything will work out tomorrow.
Hopefully. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Take care.
What's up, Mehran?
Hi, Siavash. Can you come and see me?
Where are you?
I'm in my car, down the street from your place.
Well, why don't you come up?
No, I'm not in the mood to hear your mother's nagging.
They're not home. They've gone to Damavand for a couple of weeks. Come on up.
Okay, fine. I'm coming.
Here are two cups of freshly brewed tea. That Fani is a real snake, you know. How could someone do something like that?
We need to go to court together first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, no problem, bro. But we'll need to come up with a deed or something first, right?
We have to go to the court where our file is being held.
Did they take Mehdi there as well?
No, I want to tell the magistrate to give me back the bail money and send me back to prison, okay?
Why do you want to do that?
I want you to go pick my dad up afterwards and take him there so he can take the money and bail Mehdi out.
Why don't you go with your dad yourself? Why do you want me to take him there?
Because apart from Mehdi and his wife, no one knows that Mehdi used that money to bail me out. I couldn't bring myself to tell them, but I haven't got a choice now. When you tell my dad everything tomorrow, I'll be in prison at least. That way I don't have to look at them in the eyes.
Listen, Mehran, getting bail money back isn't as simple as you think. Since Mehdi was the one who gave them the money, they will only return it to him, not your dad. And Mehdi's stuck now. They won't let him come out. That much is certain.
Listen, the magistrate assessing Mehdi's case is a nice guy. If my dad goes and speaks to him and tells him everything, he might let Mehdi come out, or he might send an officer to go with him.
What about your own magistrate, I'm sure he won't agree to give you back the bail money, not before the day of your trial.
Why won't he agree when I'm going back to jail?
Even if he agrees to it, Mehdi has to go get a letter from the magistrate, and then he has to go to the accounts department so they can issue a receipt for him. It's so much trouble. It will take at least 3 or 4 days for him to get the money back.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mehran. We've got...
No deed, son.
Did Mr. Schulte agree to it?
Yes. I thought I'd tell you so you don't have to worry anymore.
Where are you now?
I'm at home.
Come home soon, because you've got to pick up Mr. Schulte first thing in the morning.
Okay, I'm coming.
See you soon, son. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my dear.
By the way, did Parastu come here?
Yes, she did. But she didn't bring Tuba with her, so I told her to go and bring Tuba and spend the night here.
Was she all right?
Yes, she was fine. She said she'd spoken to Mehdi.
How?
The guard in the detention room had called her, so Mehdi could speak to her. She said he was fine.
Thank goodness.
Hey, Dad, what if Miss Selchie doesn't give you the deed tomorrow?
Why wouldn't he? He was the one who insisted on giving it to me.
Are you sure you don't want me to call Mr. Rui, just in case?
What for?
So if we don't get our hands on a deed tomorrow, he can at least give the court some money to bail Mehdi out for the time being.
You expect him to give a billion turmans to bail your brother out?
Why not? That's like spare change for Mr. Rui. He's loaded.
Who cares if he's loaded? His money is for himself. Why should he have to spend his money on you?
Why are you so upset, dear? She's his sister. She wants to help, too.
What she's saying is inappropriate, Mohsen. People these days won't do something like that for their own relatives.
Well, yes. Your mother is right. He won't agree to it.
I don't get it. Did the money that you got from selling the workshop belong only to Mehdi? He gave it away for someone else's freedom without even asking your permission.
We'll ask him when he comes out. I'm wondering why he did that, too.
He keeps upsetting everyone in this house every day because he's so careless and absent-minded.
You just mind your own business.
Why should I? Am I not human? Why should we have to shiver every day in this house because of my brother?
There are problems in all households, dear.
Yes, but Mehdi's the one who creates all the problems.
There's no need for you to shiver. Just try not to add more problems to the ones we've got already. Forget about the rest.
Why are you acting so harshly towards Manoush these days?
I'm harsh, and this is how she behaves. Imagine what she'd do if I were lenient.
Your behaviour towards her isn't good. She's our child, too. She's only trying to help.
Mohsen, don't start. I'm fed up with that girl.
How come?
Because she's... Oh, dear heavens. Lord, forgive me.
She's what?
What's it to her? Why doesn't she mind her own business? Who gave her the right to talk behind her brother's back like that, anyway?
What she did wasn't right, but you shouldn't treat her harshly either.
Mohsen, what if they've tricked Mehdi again by taking away the money he got for the workshop?
What makes you think that?
Well, Mehdi doesn't have any friends who are that close to him. He used all his money to bail this person out. I mean, we should at least know who this person is.
What can I say?
Well, to be honest, I'm really worried. Maybe someone's trying to rip him off again, like before, when that other guy tricked him and fled to Turkey. He doesn't want to tell us anything. That's why he's making up these stories about bail and things like that.
Mehdi never lies, especially to us.
Well, then who is this friend that's so dear to Mehdi? We don't even know him.
Why don't you ask Paris, too? She might know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My mind was so busy thinking about his freedom that I totally forgot. I'll ask her when she comes back. You're absolutely right.
He's got to give me a large sum of money so I can agree to let them release him. Otherwise, he'll have to spend some time behind bars.
Don't get your hopes up. You won't be getting any money out of this for some time, Farhad. After the court issues the verdict, Faramund will file an appeal, and then you'll have to wait for the appeals court hearing. If the appeals court confirms the verdict, you'll still have to wait a while for the order to be enforced. So, yeah, you have a long time to wait before anything can happen.
It won't get to that stage. I already told you. He has a decent family. Once his parents find out that their son is going to spend a few years behind bars, they'll give me whatever I want just to drop my complaint.
I'm not too optimistic. But if you succeed and manage to get any money from Faramund, you better not forget my share. What is it? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm the one who taught you what to do.
And I'm not denying it. Hey, Jalal, how much will we get once we sell the goods?
The market's in good shape at the moment. I think you should get about $4.5 billion.
That's awesome. You went through a lot of trouble for me. I'll make it up to you.
Let's just wait and see, yeah?
It's Paris, too. Hello.
Hi, Mom. How
well, come
are
on
you?
In. Give her to me.
Hi,
come
Dad.
On
How
in.
Are you?
Hello,
oh, my
sweetheart.
Baby. Oh, my beautiful little
Hello
angel.
Hello there, princess.
Hi.
Hello, how
come
are
on.
You?
Come and sit down.
Nice to see you.
Hey, Moran,
sweetie.
Why don't you pour a cup of tea for Paris, too?
Okay.
Thanks, Moran, but I don't want any tea, thanks.
Oh,
hello there,
little
princess.
Munchkin.
Hello, 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 hello.
Come here.
Here you go, Dad.
What's this?
It's a deed for Grandad's house in Moniria. Aunt Homer said she'll come and sign the papers tomorrow morning.
How did she find out?
I told them myself, actually.
Oh, I wish you hadn't told them.
I didn't want to worry them by telling them, but they kept asking me so many questions that I had no choice to tell them.
Mehdi's going to feel humiliated now when he sees them.
Actually, when I told them that Dad had gone to ask Mr. Shelchi for the deed, Aunt Homer got really upset. She said, why did Mohsen ask someone else when he's got us?
I wasn't talking about the deed. That's very nice of them, but I didn't want them to find out that Mehdi's in prison.
Mom, Mehdi's not in prison, you know. The court has detained him and he'll be released tomorrow.
Even if he were in prison, it would be nothing to be ashamed of. When someone is found guilty of a crime, that's when they should be feeling ashamed of going to jail. Mehdi hasn't committed any crimes. He's been framed.
It still would have been better if they hadn't known.
Take this back, sweetie. Mr. Schulze will give me the deed for the workshop tomorrow. We'll use that to free Mehdi. Give this back to Homa.
But why?
Because I've already created enough problems for my mother and sister.
What? What kind of problems have you created for them?
I don't want them to think that we've forgotten about them during the good times, and now we've gone running for them during this tough time.
Don't say that, Dad. Aunt Homa, Grandma, and Granddad would never think that way.
They would. I'd think the same thing if I were in their place.
Hey, now that Mr. Schulze's agreed to lend us his deed, we don't need Aunt Homa's deed anymore.
I can't return the deed, I'm afraid. This way Aunt Homa will get upset with both me and you.
She won't get upset when she sees that Mehdi's been released. I'll talk to her myself, darling. By the way, Akram said you spoke to Mehdi, right?
Yes, he said hi.
Hey, Parastu, did Mehdi tell you who he bailed out with the money that he got from selling the workshop?
How do you know about that?
He told Mehran.
Is that right, Mehran?
Yes. He said he used the money to bail his friend out.
Do you know which friend he spent all that money on?
What difference does it make, Mom? We should all be thinking about Mary's freedom at the moment.
But, sweetheart, Mr. Schulze wants to take out a loan on his deed. The person whom Mehdi bailed out needs to go back to prison, so we can get our money back and return Mr. Schulze's deed.
Well, how about we use this deed to bail Mehdi out so Mr. Schulze can get his loan?
What difference does it make, sweetie? We have to get our money back eventually so we can return the deed. It won't matter whose deed we use. Neither of them belong to us, darling.
Yes, he's right. Mehdi shouldn't act as anyone else's guarantor while he needs the money for himself. It's not fair for this guy to be walking around freely while Mehdi spends his time behind bars. He'll never accept something like this if he's a fair guy.
Sweetheart, don't you know who this person is that Mehdi has bailed out?
You can ask Mehdi when he comes home.
He really hasn't told you, Parastu.
Mehdi doesn't talk to me about everything he does, Mom. I have to go pray. Let me take her to change. Come here, sweetie.
Go on. I reckon Parastu knows the person that Mehdi bailed out.
How come?
I know what Parastu's like. She didn't want to lie, so she never said she doesn't know who this person is.
Mom, she'd tell you if she knew anything.
He's right. Why should she have to hide it if she knows?
I don't know. Maybe this person who Mehdi has freed is a relative of Parastu's. Maybe she doesn't want us to know about it.
Give me a break.
Mom, it's not nice to make up stories about everything.
Okay, fine. You wait and see. The person who Mehdi has bailed out could even be one of Parastu's brothers.
Parastu's brothers aren't the type to go to jail, my dear.
Well, neither is Mehdi. But strange things do happen.
Don't create sins for yourself with these ifs and maybes. Mehdi will come out tomorrow and tell us who he used the money for.
Okay, fine. Let's see.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
I'm sorry.
Hello. No
hello.
Worries.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you so much,
Mr.
Shelchi.
No, it's fine. Don't mention it. Don't mention it at all.
Hello.
Hello, Homer.
Hi, Mohsen.
You didn't do the right thing, sweetie.
I swear to God, I told Aunt Homer you'd get upset if you found out, but she wouldn't listen to me.
Is your family stranger to you than strangers now?
I'm no stranger, Doc. Mohsen and I have been friends for many years.
I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. As long as your sister is alive, you shouldn't be asking friends for help, even if they are very old friends.
I mean, what you're saying is correct. The relationship between brothers and sisters is very different to the relationship between two friends. I'm sure Mohsen has his reasons.
Mr. Shulshi, what I sensed here was betrayal.
God didn't want me to feel more ashamed than I already am.
Don't say that, Mohsen. Dr. Faramand has prevented me from doing my duty.
You've already proven your loyalty.
Don't mention it.
Mr. Shulshi, thank you once again. I really appreciate it.
Your father told me what happened, but don't worry. The truth will come out in the end. Goodness always prevails.
I really hope so, too.
Is there anything else you need?
No, thank you.
Goodbye. Take care.
I'll give you a lift, Mr. Shulshi.
Thank you, but I have to go somewhere that's close by to here.
You
Yes, thank you.
Thanks again, sir.
Goodbye.
I've got to go to my clinic. I'll see you later.
Thanks again, Aunt Homer.
Did you bring your
car?
See
you.
Yes.
I don't want to trouble you with my family's problems after all these years.
Your children are my children too, Mohsen.
Aunt Homer, please don't be upset anymore.
I'm not in the least bit happy about what happened to Mehdi. But I'm very happy that I was able to help. Not because of you or Mehdi. I'm just very happy for myself, that's all. Because it reminds me that I'm his aunt. I really hope that you can understand that, Mohsen.
Thanks again, Aunt Homer.
Should we go?
You've brought your car, yeah? Let's go.
Let's go. Do you think they'll end up taking the workshop from Mr. Shulshi and give it to Mr. Fani?
Of course not. That guy doesn't want the workshop. He doesn't even have enough money to buy the workshop. He just wants to get some money off me, that's all.
Oh, Mehdi, what for?
He says that I should pay him interest on the 200 million that he'd given me.
You're not the one who broke off the deal. Why should you have to pay?
No, Dad, he's got no common sense.
Where are you going?
I'm going to work. I stayed back to see Mehdi before leaving.
When are we ever going to see the day when you don't go to work?
Sweetheart, come and have a cup of tea before you go.
I say we give him some money and get rid of him. How much is he asking for?
Not much. 200 million.
Ooh, aye. Why so much?
You mean the interest he's asking for is the same as the amount he'd given you?
No, well, he says he just wants to borrow it.
Well, lend it to him, Mehdi.
Lend it to him? The guy's a vicious snake. We won't be able to get the money back from him if we lend it to him.
We'll get a check from him.
Mehnush, I'm not going to be forced to give any money to anyone.
You've got to be careful you don't fall into traps like this. You've got nothing you can use in court. Besides, acting tough won't get you anywhere when the law's involved.
We have to get you a lawyer. The judge said we need to find a good lawyer because everything is on Mr. Fani's side at the moment.
Lawyers are really expensive.
Hey, Mehdi, who did you bail out of jail with your money?
Hey, Mehdi, Dad wanted to get your checkbook so you could sign it and use it for bail. I had no choice but to tell them you've got no money in your account.
You had no choice? Why did you even hide something like that from us?
I really didn't want to hide anything from you, Dad, but you will find out in due time.
Well, now's the time. We need to know who you used all that money on.
He doesn't want anyone to know right now. I promised him that I wouldn't tell anyone anything.
So we know him, yes?
The first thing you need to do tomorrow is to tell him to go back to prison so you can get your money back.
I can't do that now.
What? Why can't you do that, darling? You've got your own problems now.
I'm not in jail anymore, Mom. I haven't got any problems.
Of course you do. You have to take back your aunt's deed from the court and return it to her as soon as possible.
Aunt Homer says she doesn't need the deed right now.
We don't know who that person is.
But Paristo, whoever that person is, he needs to know that it's not fair for Mehdi to not have access to his money because of him.
If you have some kind of problem with Aunt Homer's deed, then that's fine. I will find another deed and replace it with Aunt Homer's deed.
Forget about your aunt's deed. Your money will lose value every single day. You need to use the money to buy a place for your business and use the rest to rent an apartment.
You can't keep making other people's problems more important than your own.
Mom, it's not possible for me to get that money back right now.
Oh, come on. That's so strange. Do you actually care that much for this person?
Yes, Mom. I care for him so much that I'm prepared to go to jail instead of him going to jail.
Okay, fine. Well, at least tell us then so we know who this person is.
It's me. Mehdi, you're awesome for not saying anything up until now. But like you said, they would have found out sooner or later. So tell them. Now's the time.
Mehran, where are you going? What were you talking about? Mehdi, dear, what's happened?
طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی زندگیم از دست میره راضی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی